First mission of fifth perek of Meila. Hanenish of a pruta min a hektish, afa pishaloi pogam moel. Somebody had an hanor from hektish, even though he did not use it up in some fashion. And it was food. When you eat it, there's no food left. But here he had hanor from something that it's not going to get worn out by using it. Even so, since he had enough from it, he has meila. Zivi Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Chum Rama called Davish Yesh Babagam Limol Ad Sheyivkum. Anything that can be worn out, and you use it in a fashion, you didn't wear it out, you don't get meila till you do some act that will cause it to wear out to a certain degree. Gemara says that the Machlekes is talking about a person wears three garments. He has the undergarment, in between garment, and the outer garment. So the outer garment, right away, when he wears it, it's exposed to the elements. It gets worn out. It rubs against things. We're talking about the inner garments, the in-between garment, because the inner garment, which is touching his body right away, also gets worn out from his body, from his sweat. The middle one, so Rabbi Kiva says, since it's something that doesn't get worn out so easily, you don't have to wear it out, wear it in the fashion that you're wearing it out in order to be moyel. Whereas the chum say that since if you wear it for a long time, it'll eventually get worn out, so there's no meal until you wear it out. Something that the use is not pogim, does not wear it out, then the use itself causes you to be over the Isra of Me'ilah, and you have to bring the korban and pray one and fifth back to Hektish. She puts some type of necklace around her neck with the bas v'yodah, and these are of Hektish, or a ring of Hektish on her finger. She drank from a golden cup of Hektish. The fact that she had she has to go through the meila thing of bringing the korban, paying keren v'chomish. These are things that don't get worn out by using them. Lovish bechaluk, she wore a garment, or kisa betalis, she covered herself with some other type of garment. Boker bekardim, he chopped something with a axe of hektish. Loimorl atsheivkum, all these are the normal use, does get worn out, dented and the like. So if he made a type of use that will not wear it out or dent it, then he's not moyel. Tolash min achatos, he tore some hair out of the korban chatos. Kshichay eloi moyel at sheyivkum. When it's alive, he's not moyel also, till he removes a shavah pruta worth of it. Because the Gemara says over here, we're talking about chatos, they already had a mum and it's supposed to be redeemed. So chashivas is for its value, and therefore deducting from its value is a type of meila. Yeah, if it's a regular chatos, it's oimid for a korban, so tearing out the hair doesn't really affect the kedusha one way or the other. Kshimesa kiman shenena moel. Once it's dead, then it's something that you don't redeem anymore, and therefore, the second you are nena, you are moel, because it is not something that's being oimid, it's not set aside for its monetary value, it's just something that belongs to Hektish, which you're being moyel, you're being nana from, and therefore doesn't have this limitation that you have to be poigim it. Yeah. The limitation you have to be poigim it is something that is set aside for its monetary value for Hektish.